IUPUI professor Jonathan Eller is an expert on science fiction and fantasy author Ray Bradbury. He has a new book out that traces Ray Bradbury's early career, which culminated in such classics as the novel Fahrenheit 451. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke with Jonathan Eller about his new book, Becoming Ray Bradbury.
What if firemen burn books, burn things, instead of saving things?
What was your aim in writing Becoming Ray Bradbury?
Well, I had known him a long time, and I had worked with his books in classrooms. I've been reading him since the early 60s myself. But then, you know, as an older scholar, I wanted to get beneath all the fascinating anecdotes of his life and beneath the record of his publications, all of that quick-blooming fame in the early 50s with the Martian Chronicles, The Illustrated Man, The Golden Apples of the Sun. But there's also a whole substrata of biography buried in his personal papers, in unpublished story manuscripts, fragments and personal notes on writing, and then the letters to and from him. And we find really a lot of insights of how he became Ray Bradbury, that sort of American cultural icon.
Did he ever give you any clues to the source of his creativity, because he's so incredibly prolific?
He is able to focus himself on not thinking about writing. He's able to just sort of get away from any self-conscious angst about writing, and he will just be reading or waking up in the morning, and an idea will just well up out of his subconscious mind. And he will say, what if? Okay, I just thought of the concept of a nursery. What if the children who had a futuristic nursery on the wall panels of their playroom could actually enter that nursery playroom and be with the lions on the savannas of Africa and things like that? So it was always a what-if thing for him. And then he would simply write, and he would say to himself, I'm not going to think about this story. I am going to imagine these characters, and I am going to let them tell their own stories. I'm going to let them act out their own stories. And where they go, I will follow.
He used his deepest fears as a source for some of his stories, didn't he? As the time when he was in a very bad car accident.
Well, actually, yes, he witnessed a very bad car accident. He was literally right next to it. The thing about Bradbury's fiction in the first 15 years that is unique, first of all, it is that poetic, metaphor-rich style, but also it's the edginess in certain stories, that thing that came to be known as the Bradbury twist. And the car accident that he observes at the age of 15 or 14 becomes the crowd through a what-if. He remembers the accident and how quickly a crowd came out of nowhere. This was in a warehouse district or an industrial district, and suddenly in the middle of the night there were people coming from everywhere. And he says to himself, "What if these are the living dead or the dead coming back to usher new victims across the threshold from life to death?" And that becomes a story. A trauma like that becomes a source of fiction for him.
Who were some of the most important people in Bradbury's development as a writer?
I would say the handful of genre writers who worked with him in Los Angeles when he was 20 to 25 years old. There was still the last vestiges of the old Science Fiction League for fans, and a lot of writers gravitated to the Los Angeles chapter, and that's where Ray met them. But Lee Brackett in particular worked with him constantly. They hit it off very well. He would meet her on Sundays down on Muscle Beach in Santa Monica, where she would bring her story draft. She was already a professional writer, and she would critique his story drafts through the period when he was beginning to publish professionally. And I would say Henry Kuttner is another important influence. And Ray learned from him how to structure stories, how to cut out purple prose. And Kuttner would be harsh with him sometimes and say, you know, stop doing this or I'll kill you.
Perhaps Bradbury's most celebrated work is the novel Fahrenheit 451. Mm-hmm. What inspired him to write it?
An in 1944, he read Arthur Koestler's Darkness at Noon. And that's the real inspirational precursor for Fahrenheit. Darkness at Noon, which Koestler had been writing when he got out of Europe at the beginning of the war and into England, is really the first expose of Stalin's tragic tyranny in Russia in the 30s and the show trials. Koestler was one of the first Western writers to get it about the tyranny of the Stalin years, and Bradbury was fascinated by that. He had that value of working class roots, and he hated tyrannies in government of the right or the left. So Fahrenheit emerges not as a statement about tyrannies of the left or the right, but just generally the tyranny of a regime that can make you stop reading books, that can drown you in superficial aspects of popular culture.
I've been speaking with Professor of English at IUPUI, Jonathan R. Eller, about his new book, Becoming Ray Bradbury. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.